Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the April 16th, 2023 service at Plymouth, the second Sunday of Easter. The sermon will be delivered by our pastor, the Reverend Paulette Nixon Weller.
Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel.
I keep the Lord always before me.
Because the Lord is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices.
You show me the path of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy.
Let us worship God.
Next is the hymn, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty.
Acts 2:14, and then we skip to Acts 2:22. I'm reading partially for the message, and then there's one chapter I'm going to try to switch back to the New American Standard because I think it actually is more meaningful. That's when Peter stood up and, backed by the other 11, spoke out with bold urgency. Fellow Jews, all of you who are visiting Jerusalem, listen carefully and get this story straight. Listen carefully to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man thoroughly accredited by God to you. The miracles and wonders and signs that God did through him are common knowledge. This Jesus followed the deliberate and well thought out plan of God, and he was betrayed by men who took the law into their own hands and was handed over to you. And you pinned him to a cross and killed him. But God untied the death ropes and raised him up. Death was no match for him. And David said it all. I saw God before me for all time. Nothing can shake me. He's right by my side. I'm glad from the inside out, ecstatic. I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. And I know you'll never dump me in Hades. I'll never ever smell the stench of death. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness and with your presence. Dear friends, let me be completely frank with you. Our ancestor David is dead. He's dead and buried. His tomb is in plain sight today. But also, being a prophet and knowing that God had solemnly sworn that a descendant of his would rule his kingdom, seeing far ahead, he talked of the resurrection of the Messiah. No trip to Hades, no stench of death. This Jesus God raised up, and every one of us here is a witness to it. This is the word.
Next is the hymn, How Can I Keep From Singing? Later that same day, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe."
A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you see? Because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The word of the Lord. Well, please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So we're going to do things a little bit differently today. We're going to talk about the gospel, and then we're going to have moments of silence to reflect on some questions. So there was some fear, and the disciples went to hide away. They didn't quite know what to do. So our first question is, when have you been so afraid that you hid? Can you think of times that you have hidden because you were afraid? And maybe we hide not in a location, but we just hide words. We hide our true selves because we're afraid. And the next question, what led you out of hiding and gave you peace? Jesus entered into where they were. This is one of those really cool events where it seems like Jesus kind of walked through the door because the doors were locked. And then Jesus appeared and brought them peace. And that's really what you want when you're in the middle of hiding from something, is peace. So that's what Jesus brought. What led you out of hiding and gave you peace? Was it a person? Was it a thought? Was it a sense of God's presence? Showed them his hands and his side. Kind of like his identification card. They knew they'd seen what he had gone through, and they could see that there he is. And it's very interesting for us, the resurrected Christ had the scars. So Jesus remains scarred and takes that upon himself, which is really interesting to think about. And then the disciples rejoiced. Of course they rejoiced. They saw the Lord. And we think of Mary who saw the Lord. And when we see the Lord, and Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you." So then in Luke we have the Pentecost experience, and that's the one we really will celebrate 50 days after Easter. But John thinks of Pentecost a little bit differently. The disciples are given the Holy Spirit from Jesus breathing on them. So we call this John's Pentecost, where John breathes on them and they receive the Holy Spirit. So poor Thomas, he wasn't there. Now think about if you lost someone that you greatly loved, they had died, and then all of your family, let's say you lost a family member, and your whole family tells you, "Oh, Dad appeared to us, And you're like, if I were Thomas, I'd be like, yeah, right. Sure, he did. I mean, we just think, of course, Thomas should have believed, but Thomas wasn't there, and the other disciples were there, and there are lots of different thoughts about what Thomas was doing. Was Thomas out doing the ministry of Jesus? Because we've seen Thomas was one of the first to declare that Jesus was the Son of God. So poor Thomas, we call him Doubting Thomas, but maybe he was not there because he wasn't afraid. And in a way, he believed in a different way than the disciples, the other disciples. So I hate to call Thomas Doubting Thomas myself, because he gets kind of a bad rap. And really, if I weren't there, I wonder if it would have been that easy for me to believe. So Thomas wanted to see with his own eyes and feel with his own hands. And Thomas is called the twin, which is kind of interesting. Are we the other part of the twin? Are we the ones that can relate to Thomas because we weren't there? These are kind of thoughts that scholars have when they look at this text. So John goes on after the giving of the Holy Spirit, and then Thomas actually gets to be there again. So it's a week later. A week passes, and Thomas is still wondering. And then he's with the disciples in the house. You know, Thomas is eating with the disciples. He's with them, and the doors are shut. And then Jesus kind of walks through the walls again and shows up and offers peace and meets Thomas in the way he needed to be met. You know, meets him without any condemnation, without any, I'm not showing you the things I showed the other disciples. You know, Jesus says, here, do what you need to do to believe. So Thomas says, my Lord and my God. And then Jesus says, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. And who do you think that was for? That's for us, because we're those who believe and yet have not seen. So I'm wondering if do you have to see first to believe? In your life, do you believe things easily? If you had been Thomas, would you have believed? You hadn't often seen people be raised from the dead. It wasn't an everyday occurrence. But you knew Jesus was different. And on your way out the door, I want you to tell me what your thoughts on this. And I'm wondering, what is hard for you to believe about God? And what is easy for you to believe? And where are you in your own faith? And I love how John says that Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, but not all of them are written. That is beautiful to think about all the adventures that they had in the times before the ascension. And then when Jesus ascended to sit at the right hand of God, then he wasn't around in the same way anymore. Well, my prayer for all of us is that we can sit with these questions and sit with where we see Jesus now and how the faith of the disciples was so beautiful. And I'm so thankful that we have the four different perspectives, the different gospels telling their own story of how they remember their time and other times with Jesus. And then we get to join the story as those who have not seen and yet have believed. And how do we come to terms with our own faith and our own doubt. And we pray like they did in the Gospels, Lord, we believe and help our unbelief. Help us to believe more and more. I pray that we all get to see Jesus this week. Amen.
Next is the hymn, Just As I Am, Without One Plea.
Pray now as he taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Next is our hymn, Our God, Our Help in Ages Past.
Thank you. Surrounded by the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the peace of Christ.